It's time for From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine with Trey Schaap, a golf podcast for those who love golf, struggle with golf, and just like to enjoy the outdoors and fellowship with friends, all while chasing a ball around, trying to put it in a 4 1/4-inch diameter hole. From the Shortgrass is presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine and brought to you by Stevens Incorporated, an independent financial services firm with the freedom to focus on what matters most. And now, from the Shortgrass, here's your host, Trey Schaap.
Well, my emotions the whole round were a roller coaster. I didn't start that solid, and I was looking at the leaderboard, and Asterisk was already making a move. But I just reminded myself that I had to stay really, really patient because anything can happen out here. And well, when that last putt sank in, I just thought to myself, well, I made it. All of my hard work has paid off. And I'm just extremely proud of myself.
That was the voice of the Augusta National Women's Amateur Champion for 2026, Maria Jose Marin. She is the seventh winner of the Augusta National Women's Amateur, and she did it in record-breaking fashion, finishing at minus 14, the lowest score ever in the tournament's short history. She played her first two rounds at Champions Retreat, where she only bogeyed one hole over the 36 and made 11 birdies, including 7 birdies in her opening round 18 holes to tie for the lead after the first day. She made it to Augusta National, where she was one back of the lead. After a birdie on 2, she bogeyed the third, but responded with birdies at 5, 7, and 9. She made the turn, still behind the leader, Asterisk Tally. After her tee shot on the par 3 12th held up on the bank, not falling into Ray's Creek, she was able to get up and down for par. She birdied 13, but what was happening behind her was Asterisk Tally was going backwards. She bogeyed the 11th hole, and then she made a 7 on number 12, and that vaulted Maria Jose Marin into a 4-shot lead. She bogeyed the 15th hole, but responded with a birdie on 16, and then parred 17 and 18 to secure the victory. She becomes the first Arkansas Razorback to win the Augusta National Women's Amateur. Congratulations to Maria Jose Marin. If you missed our episode with her a couple of years ago, you can go back in the archives and find it. On this edition of From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, I sit down with the owner of Swing Social, David Connell. When it's raining outside, when it's cold and snowy, you have a place to go in Central Arkansas. It's called Swing Social. I sit down with David after the break. Stay with us.
I'm Dr. Lowry Barnes. When it comes to orthopedic care, there's no place like the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health. We built this hospital just for you. With state-of-the-art surgical suites, advanced technology, and the state's largest group of fellowship-trained orthopedic surgeons, it's the best place in Arkansas to get you moving again. And if you need urgent orthopedic care, UAMS Ortho Now is right here for you at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health, where motion lives and service leads.
Strength is measured not by the number of accounts. Strength is placing value on relationships. It's having the vision and the guts to invest in growth. It's the commitment to responsibly manage your money. At Stevens, we believe that our strengths build success, not only for us, but for our clients. Stevens, member NYSE, SIPC.
Welcome back to this edition of From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. I'm your host, Trey Schaap. Have you ever been stuck inside on a rainy day just wishing you could get out and go play golf? Maybe in the wintertime when the snow has fallen and you can't go anywhere and you're thinking, man, I wish I could go play some golf. Well, in Central Arkansas, you have a place, Swing Social. It has over 600 golf courses that you can play, all on simulation. I sat down with the owner, David Connell, a good friend of mine, not a bad golfer himself either, to talk about Swing Social. on the tee, David Connell.
David, welcome to this edition of From the Short Grass. I see you all the time playing the game outside, but we are actually on location inside today at Swing Social. First off, when did you first pick up a golf club and fall in love with this game?
Man, I got an interesting story about that. So I did not play golf in high school. Didn't. It was always for the rich country club kids, so I wasn't one of those. The first time I ever played was, let's see, in 1995. I think I was in between a sophomore and a junior year of college, and some buddies of mine asked me if I wanted to come play golf with them, and I was like, absolutely not. I have no idea how to do that. And they said, well, you can ride around the golf cart, drink some beer, hang out. I was like, well,
have okay. a good time.
I'll do that, sure. So we get to this course in Rogers. I think it's called Lost Springs.
Oh, yeah.
Number two is a par three downhill, about 188 to 200, whatever. And my friends weren't very good at the time either, and they were shanking it left and right, and I was laughing, you know, having a couple beers, laughing at them. And they said, well, why don't you try it? And I was like, I'll try it, sure. And I didn't even know what club to hit. They just handed me, I think, like a four iron. And I think I sculled it, and it rolled on the fringe. And, you know, I'd played putt-putt, so I could putt. That was come natural to me. So I two-putted. Part of my very first hole I ever played in my life. So from then on, I was kind of hooked. We went back out. I got to where I could break 100 pretty easily. I never really – I mean, it wasn't – I could get it around the golf course.
So yeah.
That's what I, you know – back then, I thought I was going to be really good, you know. And then you and I, we played a lot of tournaments growing up, and you know, I've been a spot filler in championship flights ever since.
I've seen you out there, man. I mean, there must be something about it that keeps bringing you back, right?
Yeah, I what do is love it? The game. I love the camaraderie of golf. Obviously, you and I played, and I love being out there. You know, as a kid, I did like my dad made me cut the grass once a week during the summer, and I actually loved it. I love cutting grass. It was kind of therapeutic for me. So I kind of get it, golf always had a therapeutic feel for me. So
you talk about us playing in tournaments and things. And if there's one shot that I remember that you hit, do you know
yeah.
what it is?
Yeah, we're at CCLR four ball.
CCLR four ball.
Yeah, you were killing us, I think. You were playing so good. And I remember me and my partner, I was like, we're going to have to do something.
I think y'all were three down at the time, and we're on number one.
That's right. And we only had like two or three holes left or something yeah. like that. Yeah, and you were holding us off single-handedly. You wouldn't make a mistake. And I was like, we got to do something special. And I think I hold out. And I was like, all right, we're back in it.
But you
then
did.
Then you kept parring out and we couldn't catch
it. No. You hold out from the fairway on number one.
That's right.
And I turned to my partner, Kim Backus, who I was playing with at the time.
That's
and I
right.
said, oh, my gosh. I said, yeah. What a shot.
Yeah, I know. I remember doing that. And I was like, okay, well, we're only one down now. And then you just kept – you kept making par after par after par and just held us off. That was
well,
fun.
We got lucky that day.
No,
yeah. You're a good player, and it was fun to play in that event. Speaking yeah. of four balls, I know the PV four ball, you play in it all the time, and
yeah.
Pine Bluff four ball. There's some good four balls around this state.
Yeah, those, you know, I don't play in quite as many. I play in about two or three now. I used to play in about five or six, but those things, you know, those I mean, golf's kind of a young man sport now to be good at it, in my opinion.
Well, you're running a business, multiple businesses.
Well, that's true. That's
if
true
you will.
Too.
Homer's Kitchen Table.
That's correct.
Used to have Homer's Restaurant, but now it's Homer's Kitchen Table.
That's right. We kind of evolved just because the original Homer's brand was, you know, downtown, the old industrial park. And it was, you know, it was breakfast and lunch only. We shut it down at 2. We didn't really feed families much, you know, over here in the residential West Little Rock area, you know, we obviously feed a lot more families here, and I just wanted to kind of rebrand and make it a little, you know, because we also offer catering. We have a full bar, you know, we breakfast, lunch, dinner, weekends too. Over there, we didn't even do weekends starting out. So
we are in the Marketplace Shopping Center. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Right off of Rodney Parham. I
yep.
remember it was
used
the old Frankie's
yep.
cafeteria.
That's right,
where
exactly.
Homer's Kitchen Table is, and. Now you've got Swing Social. And David, golf is an outdoor game, but we've seen with the TGL and everything.
That's right.
It's kind of morphed into a little bit of indoor as well, hasn't it?
Absolutely. You know, the concept that I have here, we, you know, this is already in major markets, indoor hitting bays and lounges. And I was in recently, and like I think I was in Arizona in Scottsdale, and I went to one of these, and I said, "Boy, wouldn't that be great? You know, we could bring it for one of the first ones to bring it to Little Rock." And I never really had the opportunity until the space available to Homer's Kitchen Table became available, and my landlord asked if I wanted to come expand Homer's. And at first, I said, "Yes, I would like to expand my kitchen, maybe get a private party room." So when we came to look at the space next door, it's actually the space next door is actually both combined with Homer's and where Swing Social is now. It used to be all of Frankie's. So Frankie's was a big place. It was over 10,000 square feet. And at the time when I put Homer's in, I said, I don't need that much space. But the place that went in here didn't make it, went out of business, and I was going to expand. And when I was looking at the property, the bathrooms, the plumbing, the electrical, it was going to cost so much just to expand. I was considering trying to find something just to take the space over without having to knock walls down and replumb it.
Mm-hmm.
And my oldest son had just graduated college with a small business degree, and he was pursuing something in this, not necessarily in golf, but just something where he wanted to help start his own small business. So I ran it by him. He gave me the first heck yes, and we're off and running. You know, the next day we called a contractor to come scout the place out, and I called Trackman Company. They came and scouted the place and said it would work absolutely perfect. So,
Now you have in here how many bays?
We have 5 hitting bays. We have one room with 4 bays, and they're all approximately like 16 feet wide. Now okay. We do, and we're sitting in a private room, which has got the other bay, and this one's approximately almost, I think it's almost 20, like 19 feet wide.
Yeah.
And it offers a lot more space for private parties and birthday parties.
I think the question that most people have, David, is what courses can I play when I come in here, and is it realistic?
Yes, these things have come so far. As you've seen, a lot of the, when you've been to a professional tournament, all the guys have these Trackmans or, you know, these simulators
and
flight scope,
anything.
Yeah. In my opinion, Trackman is one of the, if not the top one. You know, the graphics and the, you know, what is, like the stats that come with it. It's pretty accurate. You know, if tour pros are using it,
yeah,
you know they're using the best one. So, yeah, the data that comes through, it's very, very lifelike. You know, on full shots especially. You know, obviously chipping and putting, that's, we don't really have a real green, but they've made the technology to where a 10-foot putt, if you hit it 10 feet, it's going 10 feet. And, you know, obviously you can't read a green the same way, but you can read it, you know, virtually.
And I do see that you have holes cut into the floor over
there
where
you
actually have to putt out.
Yeah, yeah, you can.
Unless you're playing competitor or a partner gives you the putt, right?
That's true. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, the way that we set it up, we like to put a gimme circle around 4 feet. That way it takes kind of the guesswork out of it, and people seem to like it. You know, it keeps the game moving.
So you can set it up in different ways?
You can play, you know, like I said, we've got almost like, I want to guess like 600 golf courses on the Trackman system here, and you can set them up rainy, cloudy, breezy, thunderstorm. You can set it up at time of day. You can play it at dusk. You can play it at dawn. It's you can customize. You can even customize a course on here if you wanted to.
Are you amazed at the technology, David, that is available now for anyone that like comes in here and you can say, hey, I want it to be 80 degrees. I want it to be the wind blowing 5 miles an hour out of the south, and I want to play X golf course.
Yeah, I mean, nothing amazes me now. Yeah, but that does make it so much more, you know, what we like about it is it's not as intimidating as a real golf course. We want beginners to skilled players to people come in to practice to just come have a good time. Don't even really, they're just looking. We've got games on here where you don't even have to play a golf course. You can just hit balls into a screen, and they've got like an Angry Birds game. They've got a closest to the pin. They got a long drive. You can come just hit balls in a range, and a lot of people just like to come and do that. You know, they don't take it too seriously, and that's why we like it here. It's not an intimidating place. We're trying to welcome women just as much. We've got a kind of a, you know, our theme here is to not be, you know, the boys' club of golf. We want all ages, all genders, families. We've had birthday parties in here from 5 years old to 75 years old.
Yeah.
And that's a fact. And people love it. They come in here and they can let their kids run around, play the kid games. And we've got competitive men that come in here, the retired men that want to come in here and play, you know, especially like in the wintertime when it's 30 degrees outside, men can come here and play Pebble Beach any time of day.
And you were telling me, too, just before we sat down that you just completed a league.
Yeah.
So you actually have leagues out here that come and play and compete.
Absolutely. It was a lot of fun. It was our test run. We had an 8-week two-man league. It was handicapped and four ball, and we just finished it up. And we had everybody come out. You can come in once a week and play your league match, just 9 holes. People love doing that. They could grab another team and kind of kill an afternoon with it. And we had our playoffs this weekend, and we had everybody playing all at once, playing the same course. So it was kind of it had a good like tournament feel to it.
What is the most asked about course that people come in here and they want to play?
The one that we have is probably Pebble Beach. You know, Pebble Beach is one of them, and we also have Spyglass. We have a lot of the old courses in Ireland too.
In Scotland.
Scotland, yeah.
Yeah.
We've got Muirfield. We've got, you know, there's a list of the tournament courses, a lot of TPC courses that we have too. So we don't have Sawgrass, which we'd love to have this week, but maybe one day. We're trying to get a bunch of local courses too around this area.
I was going to say, do you have any courses from the state of Arkansas?
TrackMan is every week they download more courses. So we would love for more Arkansas courses to be involved. And, you know, that way people could, you know, that aren't members of a Pleasant Valley or a Country Club of Little Rock or Chenal, they could come and play that too. Maybe one day we will.
What's the lowest score that you shot at Pebble Beach on this?
It's over par. That's a fact. I mean, probably like 4 or 5 over, and I played really good. Yeah, and I didn't even play it from the back tips or high rough or anything. It's just that ocean is big.
And you can set it up what tees you want to play.
Absolutely.
To a, you know, if you're coming in and you're like, hey, I'm a, you know, 5 handicap, I want to play the white tees or I want to play a forward tee, you can do that.
Absolutely. You can play any tee you want. You can play the up tees, the back tees. Yeah. You can set it up scramble. You can set any kind of format you want up too, which is great.
During the winter when it got really, really cold, snow on the ground, how busy were you guys?
The day we had that big snowstorm, we definitely made an executive decision to open here, and there were people waiting at the door with golf clubs. In snow boots. It was actually kind of comical.
They're telling you to not get on the roads and go anywhere, but people were in their cars with their clubs waiting.
We had a lot of side-by-sides out here with golf clubs and car. And
that's
and
something
boots.
You don't see every day.
It was. I should have taken a picture of that. That was a good one, though.
That would be a good marketing tool for the next winter when it comes around. And so, I guess rainy days, too, when it looks like it's going to pour and rain, that the tee sheet starts filling up.
Yeah, we've noticed that weather, obviously if it's a beautiful day outside in the middle of the day, we are probably not going to be as busy if it's raining. But, you know, it's become an evening sport because that's what a lot of people like. You can come in here in the evenings when it's too dark outside, especially now that the daylight savings time has changed. But, you know, during the winter, even if it was nice, you know, the darkness got us. So people love, they can come in here. We're open till 10 p.m. on the weekdays, and we close at midnight on the weekend. So, yeah, people love to come in here and socialize. And the great place, the thing about our design, too, is we have – I don't know if you've noticed, there's nowhere you can sit in here without seeing a TV.
Oh, yeah.
Throughout the whole place, but I think we've got like 22 TVs. So, you know, we'll have a Razorback game in here or any kind of football game. People will love to come and watch football. If they don't even care about golf, they'll come in here and hang out. Like, that's why we also kept the lounge feel. I don't know if you've noticed the vibe, the kind of like a mid-century 80s vibe in here, you know.
Yes, it's a relaxed.
Leather couches. We tried to make it – I stole the carpet idea from I can't remember which. It was one of those old Scottish country clubs.
Okay.
The name of the carpet is like Scottish Country Club. Or, you know, it's literally – derived from, you know.
Like it looks.
Yeah.
I mean, I can tell it's got that tartan look to it.
Yeah. It's got the, you know, the kind of a plaid.
Yeah.
Mid-century.
Yeah. Line. What you would see on a kilt.
Yeah.
Exactly. If someone was wearing one.
Yeah.
When you talk to your clients, your guests that come in here and play, what is the feedback they give you?
They are so surprised that this place is in Little Rock. or a small market like we are. I mean, you know, Little Rock is growing some, but yeah, a lot of these places don't exist unless they're major markets. But even after we opened up about 6 months ago, we're seeing these pop up everywhere in Fayetteville, Benton, Hot Springs, you know. So we're excited about it. These are catching on, especially with the TGL, I think, and a lot of the pros, you know, like the guys on YouTube, Bryson, they're putting videos and they're all hitting on the screens. And I think, you know, if they can't get outside, they're going to do it inside.
Do you feel like in the future you might have to expand Swing Social?
Who knows what technology is going to come up with next, but we would love to, yes, we would love to put in more bays, and we'd love to have some sort of a short game area too. But the thing about short game areas, they take up a lot of space, and you know, if they don't, you know, there's not a whole lot you can do with a short game area, but we'd love to do that sometime.
And let's be specific here. This is kind of like TGL, but not exactly. You don't have real grass. You don't have bunkers.
Yeah. You don't. Yeah, that is the simulation part. You know, the way that the technology works with that is it will, if you're in a bunker or in tall grass, it will make your shot not come out as accurate. So you do pay a penalty when you hit it in hazards. Or
how many times do you do that?
Very often.
The good thing about this too is you don't have to get in a golf cart and go to your next shot, or even walk to your next shot. It just automatically goes to the next shot, doesn't it?
That is actually one of the you know, we, like I said, we have retired gentlemen coming in here and kids that, you know, they want to be able to relax and sit down. They hit a shot and they can sit down on a couch, have a cocktail, watch a game. There's no emphasis on getting out and walking everywhere. Yeah.
Do you still like the outside game though?
I do. I still will always choose, you know, the real thing for sure. Yeah. You can't duplicate that.
What do you like about it?
I love the smell of fresh cut grass.
Yeah.
You know, and my favorite time to play is that, you know, in the late evenings, sun setting. Can't beat that. So
when you think about the game as a whole, and there's going to be some majors coming up, people might be in here, you'll have the majors on the televisions, sure, and everything. If this guy or this gal is playing, David Connell's going to stop and watch. Who is it?
In here or on TV?
On TV. If they're playing on TV, you're going to stop what you're doing, and you're going to make sure that you tune in to see what they're doing.
Oh, yeah. Current players?
Current, past?
I mean, obviously, the greats, the, you know, all the GOATs, Tiger, Jack, you know. Nowadays, it's Rory, Scotty, you know, all the top players. And that's, you know, those are the guys that set the gauge and the meter to me. So those are the ones worth watching for sure.
What parts of your game do you think, if you came in here to Swing Social and started playing around, can you actually work on? I mean, obviously, you said the chipping and the putting, not as conducive here, but I would think irons and drivers?
Absolutely. We were talking about this, me and a few guys. This place, through the winter, a lot of people can't full swing in the winter. People will swing in their garage, but you're literally swinging. And the great part about indoor golf, you don't have to worry about losing balls or shanking them into a house. So you can come in here and actually do some training, like speed training. Not that I do that much anymore, but you know, it throughout the winter, if you really want to work on your game, we have the technology, we have the camera system. You could get as in depth on your golf swing indoors, way, in my opinion, way better than you could outdoors, because we've got the technology for it here.
How can people find out about Swing Social? Number to call, website, what
Absolutely.
Do they need to do?
SwingSocialAR.com is where we are. We have, you know, it's very self-explanatory on our website. You know, we have where you can book a bay. We also have memberships available, which to me is one of the better deals, best deals in town. You know, you can get, we have three tiers. We have a 75, 150, and a 200 where you can get certain amount of, you get the first one, you get 5 hours, 10 hours, and then unlimited. And to me, if you get the unlimited and you come in and every day of the week, hit balls or play golf, it's well worth it. If you're really dedicated to try to get your game good, it's to be a member indoors the way to go.
Before we finish this interview in this episode, I'm putting it out there right now. I'm coming in here.
Yeah.
I want you to put me on a par three.
Oh,
we'll
yeah.
figure out which one. And I'm going to stay in here until I make a hole in one. And I'm going to video it.
Yeah.
We're going to put it on our YouTube channel. So we're going to make it happen.
I love
if it. If it's number seven at Pebble,
I think
I'm
that's
fine
a great
with
one.
That. If
yeah.
it's 12 at Augusta National, I'm fine with that if
yeah.
you have it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I want to do that.
Oh, yeah. I think that'll be a great thing. It'll be a great
How many
thing.
Shots you think it's going to take?
You know, I've seen people hole it out at Pebble on number seven. So if you're doing some sort of a wedge with your wedge game, I think you could do it with inside an hour. I really do. Maybe 2 hours.
I hope so.
You might need a time lapse. You say
you
that,
might have to leave me the keys
yeah, yeah.
at night before I'm done. But let's yeah. hope not.
Yeah, we were playing it the other day, and I think it played about 90 yards, 85 to 90 yards downhill, as long as you don't have wind set on. Now, if I turn the wind the wind up on you, you're never going
to
make it.
I was going to say, because you could turn the wind up on number seven at Pebble to where I need a driver or
That's
something
right.
to get
yeah.
it there.
We'll have to put the winds on calm. But yeah, once you get dialed in, I think you'll scare it a lot.
Winds, hole in the center of the green.
Yeah, soft greens where you can spin it in. But yeah, if you get dialed in, but you never know. Like, you know it as well as I knew. Making a hole in one is...
You gotta have a lot of luck.
You gotta have some luck. You can hit a shot exactly like you want it every time, and it's not.
No doubt. David, best golf course you've ever played?
About 3 to 4 years ago, played Albany Country Club, where Tiger has his tournament. I've played Thousand Oaks. I haven't played a whole lot of top tier courses, to tell you the truth. You know, my favorite golf course, just because I've played there the last 20 years, is Pleasant Valley.
Yeah,
and it just makes me feel at home. So my home course is probably going to be my favorite.
It is so good, isn't it?
It's fun. The last three holes is one of my favorites and everywhere.
When the Champions Tour is here in town, any of them come in here?
Absolutely. A funny story, the most recent champion, he won, and he came and had an after party here.
How about that?
Yeah, he sure did. He came and celebrated. We had a lot of local fans at Pleasant Valley, and obviously we're less than a mile from Pleasant Valley Country Club. So a lot of us invited him and his wife. We became friends with them. A couple guys I knew played the Pro-Am with him,
yep.
and got to talking to him and said, hey, we'd love to celebrate with you and bring the trophy, and it was a really cool thing. I've got a bunch of pictures, and he was super great. There was a bunch of kids in here. He ended up giving a golf lesson to the kids when he was in after the 91.
How awesome.
He's such
that?
A nice guy, super yeah. nice.
All right, last question. Fantasy foursome, living or deceased, you and three others that you could play a round of golf with, who would they be?
Yeah, I'm definitely putting the two goats in there. I'm picking Tiger and Jack. The third... That's a tough one. I really don't know. Just my dad never really played golf, but I might invite him just to come along just to see.
That'd be fun.
That'd be fun. Yeah.
David, thanks so much for your time.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
I'm Dr. Lowry Barnes. When it comes to orthopedic care, there's no place like the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health. We built this hospital just for you. With state-of-the-art surgical suites, advanced technology, and the state's largest group of fellowship-trained orthopedic surgeons. It's the best place in Arkansas to get you moving again. And if you need urgent orthopedic care, UAMS OrthoNow is right here for you at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health, where motion lives and service leads.
That's all the time for this edition of From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Remember, UAMS Ortho Now is now open at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health. If you have an orthopedic injury, sports, work, or anything else, go in and see the best in orthopedic care. No appointment needed. Ortho Now, open Monday through Friday, 8 to 8, and Saturday, 8 to noon. Enjoy Masters Week, everybody. I hope that you get to sit down and watch some of it. And remember, when you find your ball mark on the green, fix it and a couple of more. And I hope to see you sometime soon from the Shortgrass.
You have been listening to From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, a weekly podcast dedicated to the game of golf. This has been a presentation of the Buzz Radio Network in association with Majestic Cubby Productions.